Hello. All right, it works. How's everybody doing today? Dude, I just got to get this out of the way. So I see a bunch of students here from my church back home at Eastbrook Church. Can I get a what from Eastbrook Church? Eastbrook Church people? That's right. Oh, there's a lot of you here. All right. Thanks, Radel. Yeah, I'm excited to be here. I love camp. I mean, who doesn't love camp? Who doesn't love camp here? Let's see who you are, see what that looks like. Connor? No, just put your hand down. Anyway, like Nolan said, my name is Will Branch, and like I said, I was actually a youth pastor for the past 6 years. My last day being youth pastor was last Sunday, so 6 years of being a youth pastor, and now I'm unemployed. I didn't get fired, sorry, I should probably specify that. I'm doing other things, and so that's why I stopped being a youth pastor, but I've had a great time. So I thought I would share my life story with you just so you can kind of get an understanding of who I am, and before I do that, I just want to say this. So I'm a firm believer in prayer, all right? I'm a firm believer that God listens to us, and we're going to talk about that in a couple of days here. But what I've done for all of you is, for this camp, for this week, for the counselors, everybody, is I've developed a team. There's like 50 people who I've been praying for you for, you know, the last week and are continuing to pray for you and us and all the things that are going on here. Just that the Lord would speak to each and every single one of us and that he would work in each and every single one of our lives. And so, with that, if you have a prayer request or something like that, you'd like me to pass along to them, I'd you could tell your counselor, you could tell me, you probably better tell your counselor and then they can tell me because I have a bad memory. So if you have a prayer request, you can just let them know or you can tell me too, and maybe I'll remember that. But anyway, I just want to let you all know that because I think that's super important. So anyway, like I said, I've been a youth pastor for the past 6 years. Can you actually okay. So that's me. That's actually, you see that amoeba thing in the background there? I still actually don't know what that is. But it's a part of it. Okay, it's a speech bubble. Thank you, Jackson. It's a speech bubble. I thought it was amoeba. Well, somebody in our staff thought it was like an the hat of Lady Liberty or something like that with pimples on it or something like that. This is a couple weeks ago. I've been a youth pastor for 6 years. You can go to the next one. I don't even know why I added that. You can go to the next one. All right, so that's a picture of me as a wee lad. If you notice, my head is actually still the same size now as it was back then. I have two older sisters. One lives in Virginia. She has two kids. And then my other sister, she lives in Chicago. For some reason. No, I'm just kidding. She lives in Chicago. I'm kidding. I like Chicago, never. So she lives in Chicago, and she is a med student. She's in our second year of medical school. You can go to the next slide. So I have a couple of hobbies. There's a couple of things that I like doing. So I like playing piano. This is me at a wedding someday. I picked all the nice pictures, so except for the one that you saw before. But I like playing piano. That's one thing I like doing. I play drums. Actually, I played drums the longest. So, and then I also play guitar, or otherwise known as guitar. I play all those instruments. I just love music. So I used to get in trouble as a wee lad, like in fifth grade. They always would put on my report card, you know, pleasant to be around, always hums in class. That was just what I got on my report card all the time. So I play three different instruments. And technically, you could say four because I play a recorder, but let's just be honest. Raise your hand if you play the recorder. See, that's what I'm talking about. Hot cross buns, anybody? Hot cross buns? Yeah. Well, let's all hum. No, don't hum that. Don't hum that. All right, you can go to the next slide. So one of my favorite sports to play is broomball. It's just the best, okay? It's just the best. I just want to point something out, though, because people say that I cheat, but I'd like to point out this kid over. I don't even know what his name is. If I see him, might be bad things happening. But he is elbowing me, okay? That's cheating, all right? You're not allowed to elbow people. He was just mad because he couldn't take the ball away from me. Anyway, go back to that. Okay. All right, yeah. So anyway, I like playing broomball. I just pretty much, when I come up here in the winter, that's pretty much all I do. It's pretty much all I do. I didn't know we had a tubing hill until last year, and I've been coming up here for 17 years. So you can go to the next slide. Like I said, I'm a youth pastor. This is at a retreat. I think this was last year, actually. I think I was eating Jell-O or sucking Jell-O through a straw or something like that. 2 years ago. Okay. So I think I was sucking Jell-O through a straw. I don't know why I was doing that, but it was gross because Jell-O is gross. I don't like the texture. I don't. It's all about texture for me. So when you have something mushy and like, it makes me gag. Okay. So, anyway. So yeah, we were, you know, we were doing, yeah, eating Jell-O, and they were clapping, cheering me on. So you can go to the next slide. One of the things that I do, other than being a youth pastor, I used to, you know, do like worship. I was like the worship team director for our youth ministry, and so this is actually here at our winter retreat, maybe last year or before. You can see Joran in the background. Where's Joran? Joran. Over here, yeah, he's back there, and I don't know if there's anybody else you would recognize. So you can go on to the next slide. So does anybody speak Russian here? Anybody? Connor, you don't speak Russian. No? Okay, no, you do? No, okay, all right, thanks, Nathan. Who? Somebody does? So anyway, I went on a mission trip to Belarus. Yeah, it's kind of like Russia, but not really. So, but they speak Russian there, apparently. So, I think the sign says "Get off the grass, or we will kill you." So I had to take the photo. I didn't die, and I didn't see anybody with a gun. So, yes. Did you just speak Russian, or no? I'm just kidding, TJ. Yeah. So anyway, that's just a picture of me. I love traveling. That's another thing I like doing. Is traveling. I've been to like 12 different countries. You can go to the next slide. So again, like I said, I've been to Eastbrook. I go to Eastbrook Church, and this is, you know, all these people. This is our church, the front lawn, and we were doing something. Actually, I wasn't even here. That I think that was last year, up in the whatever, the top right corner. They were outside, and I think it was a baptism or something like that. And then this is like a choir thing. So Eastbrook Church, I've been going there for like, I don't know, 19 years or something like that. So, actually, Eastbrook is a big part of my development as a Christian. I grew up in a sort of a Christian home, and we went to church. My parents were divorced, I think, before I was born, actually. She's like, yeah, you just stay here. I'm going to go to a class. So I'm at a church full of people. I don't know anybody, and I'm there by myself. Like, you don't do this to a middle schooler, okay? You don't do that to people. That is just badong. It's bad and wrong. All right, so she sits me there, and so I'm sitting there, and then all of a sudden the pastor has everybody get up. Everybody get up. Just get up. Just you. Just get up. Get up and just welcome people. So just shake hands. Shake hands with five people. Hi, how's it going? Hi, five people. Yeah, there you go. How's it going? Thank you. Hi, how are you doing? Hi, how are you doing? You can do six. That's, hey, how are you doing? Hi, how are you doing? How are you doing? All right. Oh, no, just kidding. What up, Sam? Yeah. Yeah, so we did that, and I mean, I didn't know anybody. I mean, like, talk about sticking out like a sore thumb. I didn't know anybody. But this girl comes up to me, and she's like, hey, you want to come sit with us? And I'm like, yeah, that's right. No, I'm just kidding. So I wish it was like that. I was like, okay. So I went and sat with her, and then afterwards, she invited me on this retreat with her youth group up here. It's Fort Wilderness. I stayed in Farmstead Cabin the first time. Anybody in Farmstead here? Yeah, it smells really bad in there. Not because of you, but I mean, just, you know, I hope. I'm just kidding. All right. Yeah, so I stayed in Farmstead Cabin, and it was a great time. And then came on staff and stuff like that. So coming up, so Eastbrook has been a big part of my development. Fort Wilderness has been a big part of my development as a Christian. I started to follow Jesus when I was 13 years old, all right? I went on this mission trip to Mexico. You can go to the next slide. I think that's Mexico. Yeah. So I went to Matamoros. That's where it says A right there. I think Matamoros means, like, kill the Arabians or something like that. It's a great name for a city, but I don't think they do that anymore, but hopefully. So went on a trip to Matamoros, Mexico. First time I'd ever been out of the country. And you know what happened? I got sick. I didn't drink the water. I don't know how I got sick, but I threw up. I mean, it was like 12, 13, 14, 100 times. I don't know, something like that. It felt like 100, maybe it had been close to like 5. Anyway, so I was throwing up, and I had to actually get a shot in the butt by my youth pastor's wife. Talk about embarrassing. Even to this day, every time I see her, I'm like, I can't look at her in the eye, you know, because, you know, she's seen that side of me. But it was a really cool experience because one of the things that happened was that one of the doctors who came to check on all these kids, because there's a bunch of us that got sick, there was two doctors. One of them was a Christian, one of them wasn't. And then the one that wasn't a Christian became Christian somehow through, you know, I don't know, shots in the butt or something. I don't know. Good evangelism tactics. Hey, anyway, so going on. So anyway, what happened? So I was there was a time of worship, and God really just got a hold of me. And I think I knew for the first time that during this time of worship at this mission trip that God was real. Like we talk about God a lot, and we're going to talk about God this week a lot. But I get the sense, and I mean, if you're like me, it's like this ethereal thing in some ways. I mean, maybe you've never heard God speak to you before. Maybe you don't know what he sounds like. Maybe you've heard a lot of people. You probably heard a lot of people talk to you about God. You've probably heard it before, on and on and on again. But maybe God is not real to you. And my prayer for each and every single one of us is that God would just become real to you, not just today, not just this week, but for the rest of your life, because God matters a lot. And it's a topic, the topic of God and the thoughts about God and who God is a big thing that we talk about or we ignore completely, but it's something that has a big bearing on our life, and we'll talk about that a little bit tomorrow. But here's my challenge for you this week. Again, you probably all, a lot of you have grown up in church. Like, how many of you've been to church, like, forever? Like, over 100 times? Seriously. I know some of you, like, go to school at a church. Yeah, so, like, a lot of you, okay? So, you know how it is. I mean, you could probably tell me the gospel, okay? You know, what did Jesus do? He died on the cross for our sins. What's the, Jesus is, like, the Sunday school answer. So, for instance, what's the cure for cancer? Who's Chuck Norris's daddy? Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You just know the answers. But... okay, that's weird, but it's probably true. But here's my challenge for you today, okay? So you hear all this stuff, you know all this stuff, you've heard it all before. But there's sometimes a little bit of a disconnect between what we hear and what we actually do. There's a little bit of a disconnect sometimes between what we hear. We know that Jesus Christ died on the cross for us, some of us, a lot of us, and we'll talk about that in a couple of days here. But we don't. But it doesn't necessarily have any effect on our life. And here's the thing about God. When he speaks to us, when God speaks, there's a response, okay? When God speaks, when God says something, something happens. So for instance, when God was, he spoke and said, let there be light, and there was, good, okay, good. There was light. All right, there was light, okay? So what God wasn't like, let there be light, and light was just sitting there like, ooh, that was a good word, yeah. I'd do that someday, yeah. Light. Let there be light. No, when God said, let there be light, light exploded. And there's these huge things in the sky called lights, you know, the sun and the stars and the moon. And, you know, we got lights in here and all that kind of stuff. And so something happened when God spoke. And so I'm certain that God's going to speak to us this week. So the question is, what are you going to do about it? How are you going to respond? What does God want you to do? And what will you do about that? So with that, I'm going to pray for us to end our session. And then, I don't know what's next, but with that, bow your heads and close your eyes. Did I say that right? Yes. And let's pray. Father, I thank you for all of these people here. I thank you for providing a place for each and every single one of us to come for a week, to get out of our normal lives, to enjoy good food, good company, good community, to enjoy a bunch of activities, to enjoy fresh air and all those kinds of things. My prayer for all of us is that not only would we enjoy all of those kinds of things, but that we would begin to understand and maybe even start to enjoy you more. God, you are real. You are real to us. You speak to us. And I just pray for each and every single one of us here, myself included, that you would speak to us and that you'd help us to respond to you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen.